Nos atiende el presidente del Comité Republicano en Butler, Pensilvania, en el lugar de la tragedia, donde fue el intento del asesinato. Testigo ocular de lo que pasó. Estaba a menos de 10 metros del expresidente Trump. Él se llama James Hullings. Quisiera preguntarle al presidente del Comité Republicano en el lugar de la tragedia si a esta hora las autoridades tienen alguna explicación adicional, Ana, algo que no sepamos que pudo haber pasado con el francotirador.
Good morning, Mr. Hullings. Thank you very much for your time today at W Radio.
Thank you.
So at this point in time, do you guys have any other information about what could have happened with the shooter, how he got there, anything that perhaps, you know, helps us explain how he was able to get, you know, on top of that building and shoot the president, the former president?
Well, we arrived very early in the morning. We were there about 11 o'clock, and we went in through the security gate. The security was not the best, to say the least. They made the people with the special passes, to like the VIP passes, to go through one section and go through the metal detectors. Those people did a very good job. But the people that didn't have VIP passes got to go through another area, and they got let in first. And they went down into the places where the people with special passes were supposed to go. So we did get in fairly close. But the night before, we went and helped set up the security. And it looked like it was a pretty good deal. But when we got to our seats, everybody was asking the same question. Where are the counter snipers? Because we've been to these events before. And there were always snipers up on man lifts, 40, 50 feet in the air, so that they could see everything. Well, we could not see the FBI snipers.
Bueno, nos dice que ellos llegaron temprano en la mañana a este evento del Partido Republicano, a eso de las 11 de la mañana, pasaron los filtros de seguridad. Habían dos filtros distintos, uno para las personas con pases especiales. Cree que en esa sección había un muy buen trabajo, pero los que tenían otra área pasaron incluso primero que los de pases especiales y ocuparon esos asientos. Así que él diría que la seguridad no fue la mejor. Ellos fueron el día anterior para chequear que la seguridad estuviera bien y parecía que era la adecuada para este evento, para asegurar la seguridad en el evento. Pero nos dice que pues una vez llegaron al evento se dieron cuenta de que la seguridad no era la mejor y que no podían ver ni siquiera los francotiradores del FBI. No sabían dónde estaban para asegurar que pues este tipo de sucesos no ocurrieran.
Señor Hullings, en el momento del ataque apenas suenan los disparos. ¿Qué se le pasó a usted por la cabeza? ¿Usted qué hizo?
At the time of the attack, I mean, you were so close. We wonder what went through your mind when all of this was happening. You were so close to the bullets.
The president had just begun speaking. He was probably 5 or 10 minutes. But let me go back a little bit. When Donald Trump came into through the entrance, he looked a little bit tired. But when he saw the size of this crowd, there was 30,000 people there. They were expecting maybe 10 or 15,000. There was people as far as the eye could see. His face perked up. He looked very, you know, he started to smile. He's waving at the crowd, and he went up and he started to speak. And probably 5 or 10 minutes went by. He was showing on, they had these two big screens, Jumbotrons or whatever they called them. And he turned around to point at a chart on the one screen, and we heard three pops. And I know it was an AR-15. I know the sound of that rifle. There were three pops. And Donald fell down. We thought he fell down from where we were sitting. But he actually lowered himself down. We all just stood there. We were like in shock because we thought they killed him. we could see blood on the side of his head. I couldn't see it, but my friend said, they shot him. He's bleeding.
Pues no, yes, let me translate that really quickly, please. Nos dice que el presidente comenzaba a hablar apenas, llevaba 5 o 10 minutos de discurso, pero quiere irse atrás también a cuando Donald Trump llegó al evento, porque cuando pasó la entrada se veía un poco cansado, no se veía tan bien, pero cuando vio el tamaño del público que tenía, ellos esperaban alrededor de 10.000 personas, llegaron 30.000 personas a este evento, comenzó a sonreír, a saludar, cambió su actitud, comenzó a hablar, a dar su discurso, y cuando, digamos, ya llevaba, como nos decía, 5 o 10 minutos y estaba avanzando en su discurso, oyeron esos tres sonidos que inicialmente no sabían qué eran. Luego Donald Trump se tiró al piso o se cayó. Lo que sí saben es que trató como de ocultarse de las balas y en ese momento estaban en shock porque pensaron que lo habían matado, solo podían ver sangre que corría desde su oreja.
Yo quisiera preguntarle por el esquema de seguridad del expresidente Donald Trump, porque acaba de anunciar el FBI que se le van a agregar oficiales tácticos adicionales, incluyendo SWAT y otros temas de seguridad. ¿Hay responsabilidad, hay negligencia por parte del Servicio Secreto de los Estados Unidos?
We wanted to ask about, you know, what you saw in terms of the amount of security that former President Trump has. It has just been informed that they're going to add now more agents, including SWAT. But we wonder, do you believe that there was negligence from the Secret Service agents and the amount that they were with the president when this happened?
The building that the shooting came from was only 150 yards away, but it was outside the barriers. And the police officer actually went up there onto that building because people were pointing at the building. From what I saw this on television. They were pointing at the building that there was a shooter up there, that there was somebody up there. And a police officer went up there, and the guy turned his gun on the police officer, and he fell off. They say he fell off the ladder at that point, going up to the roof. And then the shooter turned around and shot at the president. And then the snipers, our counter sniper, shot the assassin immediately. I mean, this all happened in 4 seconds. It was like pop, pop, pop. A couple other pops. The president went down. Secret Service got on him, but I want to say, standing in the crowd, they told us to get down. The people just sat there or they stood there. They told us to get down. Nobody panicked. Nobody ran away. We all stood there and we waited because we thought we just lost our president.
Nos explica que el edificio quedaba a 150 yardas, pero estaba afuera de las barreras del evento. Nos dice que un policía fue incluso a ese edificio en donde se encontraba el tirador, la persona que le disparó a Donald Trump, y algunos están apuntando al edificio porque ya se estaban dando cuenta que esa persona estaba ahí tratando de dispararle al presidente. Entonces nos cuenta que un policía intentó subir a ese edificio, eso lo vio él por televisión, y él le apuntó al policía, en ese momento se cayó y no pudo detener a este tirador. En ese fue el momento en el que el francotirador le disparó, y ahí también pues respondió el equipo de seguridad que se encontraba con acompañando al presidente. Nos dice que eso fueron cuestión de 4 segundos y nadie entró en pánico, todos esperaron en calma, les pidieron que se tiraran al piso, pero muchos de ellos se quedaron incluso sentados esperando a que pasara este suceso porque pensaron realmente que habían perdido a su presidente.
Grace, aprovechando que él es pues miembro del Partido Republicano, jefe del Partido Republicano de esa zona, hablemos del factor político. Hay quienes creen que esto, aunque es sin lugar a duda una tragedia, sí puede beneficiar a nivel político y de campaña al expresidente Trump. ¿Él siente eso en la comunidad? Personas que de repente no estaban tan seguras y ahora después de esto sí van a votar por el expresidente Trump. Of course, that this is, you know, this is horrible, this assassination attempt. But for some people there might be a bright side, and it's that it's helped some people that were undecided about who to vote see former President Trump with other eyes. In your community, people around you, have you felt that after the attack, more people that were not sure now have decided they will vote for Trump?
I can't speak to that because most of the people that I've been talking to, were already going to vote for Donald Trump. This is a very, very conservative Christian area. And Donald Trump came here once before, and he knew when he came back to Butler County, he was going to be among friends. So I can't say that anybody's changed their mind because I haven't talked to anybody. But let me just add one thing. After the shooting, Donald Trump got up. And when he stood up, the crowd cheered. I mean, it was the greatest cheer I've ever heard in my life. And a great relief came over us. And I think he wanted to stay and speak. I think he was ready to speak again. And still, nobody had left. Nobody had left their seats. And finally, when they took Donald Trump away, they told us, okay, we would like everybody to now leave. And the people began to walk away very slowly. Some people were crying. Some people were praying. But there was nobody walking fast. We just all walked very calmly to our cars and made our way home. I think that's quite a tribute to the people of Butler County.
Well, James, thank you so much for your time in W Radio. We are really sorry about what happened yesterday.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate the time.
Nos dice que no puede hablar de personas que cambien los votos porque la mayoría de las personas con las que él había hablado o conoce ya tenían su voto decidido a favor de Donald Trump. Nos dice que sí sintieron un gran alivio cuando él se paró en la multitud y alzó su brazo. De hecho, él tiene el sentimiento de que incluso Donald Trump quería quedarse y hablar de nuevo porque nadie se había ido. Todo el mundo se quedó a ver qué había pasado con él. Al final nos dice que les pidieron que se fueran, que salieran del lugar en el que se encontraban. Y todos de manera muy calmada se dirigieron a sus carros para salir del lugar del evento, algunos rezando, pero todos manteniendo la calma, y cree que ese es un buen tributo que pudieron hacer alrededor de todo este lamentable suceso.